I met my next guest quite a long time ago, almost two decades ago, Horsey, former SFDA's investigator, former SF supervisor for District 5, and now the San Francisco Sheriff, Ross McCarini. How's life treating you, man?
Wonderful. Happy Friday, and it's great to talk with you.
All right. First of all, let's get family things out of the way. How's your lovely wife, Ileana? She's still acting, doing her thing, or what?
Ileana just had her birthday yesterday. We were all celebrating together, naturally, and with friends. Her play, The Scandal, which was her response to the turbulence and heavy abuse of power by Mira Lee and others from a few years ago. Her play was a big success.
It sure was.
It stopped playing in San Francisco, and now it's going to go to New York. It's been picked up in New York later this year in a few months. And our boy Theo is in the first grade, Spanish immersion, and everybody's just so happy and healthy, which is wonderful.
That's good. You know, back in the days when you were a supervisor and we were out in District 5, and, of course, we held those fights out of the different community centers and you'd be there, you were always supportive of the community, supportive of boxing. You know, Ross, you've always been there. When people have asked for somebody in city government to be there, you've been there for us, and we want to give you props for that.
Well, thank you. I heard that from a lot of people. I don't think I really recognized how much I was out there, but it was a real labor of love. And recently, somebody had even written a letter to the editor in the paper saying how they noticed I was out in the community at 3 a.m. in response to a homicide that occurred in a Western edition. I wasn't there for the press or anything. I was there to try to be just a representative on behalf of the community and make sense out of what was going on. And it actually turned out that every homicide that occurred while I was a two-term member of the Board of Supervisors representing District 5, I was actually at every homicide over nearly 8 years. I did not know that until the end of my second term.
Okay. The way things are going nowadays, I mean, every single time you seem to look at the news, there's something involved with somebody getting shot and firearms, things like that. And, Ross, I got to tell you, I'm not trying to brag or boast, but when I was with the SFPD, if I shot somebody every time I was in fear for my life or scared, a lot of people would be dead.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on. I'm not really sure what's going on. I'm actually kind of surprised in some ways how little reaction there is by the citizenry to SFPD, since they're the primary responder to these kind of situations. In other cities, that's not the case. And it's a little bit of a question mark, like, you know, are people kind of zombied out? Are they kind of numb when these things are happening here? This is why, actually, as sheriff, I have now done something that's never happened before. I've certified our deputies to do patrol. I went to the state credentialing agency called POST, Peace Officer Standards and Training, and this is the first time in the history of the SF Sheriff's Department and in San Francisco where the sheriffs are now credentialed to do patrol. And I have proposed to Mayor Lee and the Police Officers Association and SFPD that we can help them augment where they might be stressed or strained in staffing and resources. So we baked the cake. We'll see if they eat it.
You know, a lot of when I was growing up, sports were the answer. I mean, that got us out of the house when we were kids. We were able to go to gyms, boxing gyms, flourish, things like that. The opportunity is not there nowadays. Why isn't the San Francisco Park and Recreation Department doing something? I think there's a boxing club out in the Western Addition, and besides Ben Batista trying to struggle and do his thing, nobody else has got any support here from the city.
Well, I don't think that they're focused on this community anymore, where I think they're providing those kind of midnight basketball or boxing programs that's city-sponsored, but good people taken upon themselves to do these programs anyway. Like, you know, Carlos Levexier in the Western Addition has got a great wrestling program with adolescents and younger in the Fillmore and Bayview communities. And I know that they're trying to get some boxing programs. I haven't seen Ben Batista in a long time, but I loved his program when it was there. I'm a huge believer in it. And in my next term as sheriff, I'll start something that is a version, I think, of the police department, but something that we can really run with, and that's called the Sheriff's Athletic League. You've only heard about the Police Athletic League. Well, I think it's time that we have a Sheriff's Athletic League, and we can start promoting the kind of sports programs that are not being promoted by SFPD or SF Fire.
You know, you're stepping on what a cherished, well, I don't know, these waters that you're stepping into, the POA, and trying to steal any play away from them, or making moves on programs that they're doing, or try to do something better than them. They aren't the most receptive party to change.
Well, that's true. They've never been receptive to me. They've never endorsed me in my 11 years of elected service as a supervisor or sheriff. But they didn't support my predecessor, Mike Hennessy, either. He was sheriff for 32 years, elected 8 consecutive times.
Yep.
They never supported the guy. Mm. Neither did the deputy unions. And hell, Mike hired them all. So there's no surprise where they stand, because there's a clique or a culture, and they like one of their own, and I'm an outsider. But I'm an outsider that, you know, that has ideas that can really help reform and make our criminal justice system more effective. And I think what threatens SFPD, or kind of the old guard mentality, is that they have a monopoly. And I don't think government should ever really think in terms of monopolizing services. They should be looking at ways on how to be more effective and more efficient. And that's not what's happening in San Francisco.
Wow. Ross McAroom is our guest. Of course, he is the former SF supervisor for District 5, 2 terms, and as I said, now the San Francisco sheriff for 1 term, going up against the Hennessy. Now, Mike Hennessy was my boss when I taught school out there at the county jail, the old one in San Bruno, before they built the new one. And he was a wonderful guy to be around, one of my listeners for a long, long time. But you're not running against Mike Hennessy. You're running against Vicky Hennessy. But when you look at the billboard, people think you're running against Mike Hennessy. It's your partner. He's endorsing you.
There's no relationship. As a matter of fact, there's literally no relationship. So, and their last names are spelled differently, too. So Mike Hennessy was curious, of course, about that, because his former employee who worked for him for 25 years, I think it's notable that he did not endorse her. She claims to rise through the ranks of the sheriff's department, but really never got that high to even, you know, be in the executive office of the sheriff's department, and probably very capable and will be a good representative for somebody like Mayor Lee. But Mike Hennessy, in my opinion, is the gold standard, the platinum standard of an endorsement in this race. And since he has endorsed me, it's incumbent upon me and our campaign to get the word out that he's endorsing me. My opponent is not a relative or endorsed by him. And, you know, it was smart of the opposition to find somebody with a similar last name so people would just infer that she must be a relative or must be an extension of the Mike Hennessy legacy, which is not the case at all.
Ross McAroom is our guest. And, Ross, I got to ask you this. You know, when guys get out of jail, and I've been on both sides of this fence, of course, I've got family that went to jail, and I was a police officer and worked for the sheriff's department for a while. But being on both sides, having to look at both sides of the fence, when guys get out of jail, they have nothing. I mean, the bottom line is you've tried to put together programs. I think the FBI just gave you an award, or somebody gave you this big award for putting together programs that fight recidivism, that offer opportunities to these people. Because if it's hard for the normal guy to get a job and hard for the normal person to get a job, how hard is it for somebody that's been off the street for a year or so to get a job? Even harder, if not impossible.
Well, you're right. We just got the only award of its kind in the United States. Harvard University flew out here less than a month ago.
That's it.
A big ceremony in San Francisco City Hall, where we were given the Innovation in American Government Award, along with a $100,000 check. And that award is based on the educational system that we have established in our jail system. And we're the only county jail, or the first county jail, to establish this. My administration has really built up on it, and we've been able to correlate how recidivism rates have dramatically dropped due to our education and vocational training inside the jail system. And Harvard considered over 450 agencies, and we're the only one selected, only law enforcement agency selected in the United States. And what's trippy is that the Chronicle put that on page 10 And yet, if my socks don't match, I'm on the front page of the Chronicle.
But, you know, it's sort of funny. I mean, because Donald Trump, I mean, Donald Trump's even trying to beat up on you. What's going on with that?
Well, I've been a lightning rod, you know, and I've had some bumps in the roads along the way, and people have tried to capitalize on it. In this case, I held my ground, what I considered a principled and clear-eyed interpretation of the Constitution, and I think you're referencing the Pier 14 tragedy, a horrible tragedy, where we're all at a loss in the death of Ms. Kate Steinle, allegedly by somebody who's undocumented, immigrant undocumented, who found a weapon or stole the weapon, shot and killed Ms. Steinle. And what really came to light was the complete inconsistency or schizophrenia, probably a better way to say it, of our local laws that dictate limited contact with Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, and federal expectations on what local law enforcement should do. So I was following, and I am following, the law to the letter, as San Francisco has passed a number of ordinances, laws that have teeth, that say this is when and when you should not contact ICE. And I was following that law. But the misinformation from Donald Trump to Senator Dianne Feinstein to Ed Lee to others really became very inflammatory. And I didn't like the way that they were demonizing immigrants and undocumented populations, in particular Latino populations, and me and my family. In fact, on Fox News, just within the few days of the killing at Pier 14, they had pictures of not only me, but of my entire family, just dissecting me and my family in ways that was just completely unconscionable and irresponsible, just to continue to sensationalize the story, which caused some nuts from around the country and wherever, you know, to kind of come after us.
Talk with Ross McAreamy, of course, the sheriff of San Francisco. And Ross, the 49ers, the Giants, the Warriors, we're so used to winning championships up here. Aren't we just spoiled as sports fans?
Well, I don't think we're spoiled.
You don't think? I mean, three world championships in 5 years? Come on, the Cubs are still waiting.
The Cubs are going to have to wait a long time, too. I was born in Chicago.
That's why I brought that up.
I used to live near Wrigley Field, man, so I know that area well. And, you know, it was exciting for a moment to see them get that close. But the Mets are the Mets. And, you know, and I think, maybe we've been a little bit spoiled, but you got to love it, especially the Warriors. I mean, the Warriors were the Cubs in some way. So, good, you know, point. that drought ended, and, you know, it's been wonderful. I think the Warriors have a great future out of it.
Ross, you've been a class act for all the couple of decades plus that I've known you. I mean, you've been just a class act as supervisor, as sheriff, as friend, as friend of the community, as a progressive person here in San Francisco. And we give you props, man, and anything I can do to get out there and help you secure this election here against Vicky Hennessey, and not related to Mike Hennessey, remember that, I'll help you. Believe me, you're like the godfather of the progressive movement. That's the way we look at you, man. We want you to, you're 54 years old, but I want you to sort of realize that, man. You're the guy. I don't say that. I'm not joking. I'm being serious with you.
Yeah, but there's no horse heads in the bed, man.
No, but I understand that. What I'm trying to say is, we look to you as a leader in the progressive movement. You got more votes than Ed Lee when you guys ran the last time. Come on.
Well, that's what created the tension in the first place, is what I'm told by a lot of people, that we were surprised how well we did in the 2011 election and how well we did in comparison to the votes tallied by Mayor Ed Lee in his race. So it created this weird friction and paranoia that I didn't really see, but I guess it just accumulated to the point where it became this just nasty coexistence or existence in City Hall. You know, to this day, I've still never met him.
I never met the guy. You know what's funny is that when Harvard came out, I guess he didn't come down and join in that celebration, huh?
No, and Mayor Art Agnes, who's an old friend.
Yeah, class act.
He's a class act. My God.
Hey, the guy got shot. The guy got shot in the zebra killer. They shot him, and he came on to be mayor. He's an amazing dude. His former teacher, I mean, double A.
You know the history. You know the history. That's an amazing piece of history that still most San Franciscans do not know. But if you look at, like, a former president like Jimmy Carter, who has done just angelic work around the world, Art Agnes is that version as a former mayor, doing immense work since he left office over 20 years ago. Really immense, just unbelievable work. And I'm proud, you know, to be associated with him. But he was present at that Harvard ceremony, and he was just incredulous. He was in disbelief that the mayor wouldn't show up.
Well,
I agree with him.
We're all proud of you, Ross. Best of luck. I'll see you at the campaign party, the victory party, and that Tuesday night. All the best. The next sheriff, the current sheriff, the sheriff for a long time here in San Francisco, Ross McAroon. Ross, all the best.
Thank you so much. Great to talk with you.